Action on a long-time and contentious bottleneck on the Trans-Canada Highway at Sicamous is moving ahead. However, the project is complex and will require patience on the part of the public for some 3 years. Consultant Jennifer Stites presented an update on the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure's, MOTI, plan for replacing the Broon Bridge to the Columbia-Shuswap Regional District Board on July 18. Using a PowerPoint format, Stites noted construction of the new bridge adjacent to the existing bridge is anticipated to begin in September, with completion of the new infrastructure in late 2026. Decommissioning and removal of the existing bridge and completion of a multi-use path on the new bridge are scheduled for 2027. Stites pointed out the project is scheduled over 3 seasons, with the first 2 to be dedicated to four-laning the highway and completing the bridge structure. The project includes a federal contribution through the New Canada Building Fund, so we're pushing against our federal funding timeline, she said. We need to rush to make sure the funding comes through. The 7 major works contractors currently bidding on the project are being subjected to a pre-qualification process to make sure whoever wins is capable of managing the enormous complexities involved. The project will include blasting, which will not be permitted when any one of the 30 estimated trains per day are passing through the area. Each blasting session takes about 60 minutes, including removal of material, and the train schedule is not predictable, noted Stites. Multiple retaining walls will be required along Highway 1, Old Sicamous Road, and for the bridge, some of which will be up to 9 meters in height. In order to minimize disruptions to traffic, the report includes plans to reduce construction duration, provide consistent and predictable access for local residents and businesses, avoid closures during regular commuter windows, and limit closures during peak summer tourist season. As well, road closures will be as consistent and predictable for all road users and will be as short as possible. Stites says the project team is well aware of the inconvenience facing the traveling public and local residents and will make adjustments to allow for the flow of traffic during peak times, before 9 a.m. and after 3 p.m. Provisions for residents to access local businesses have also been included in the plan. Alternate route improvements will be made to divert eastbound traffic from the Trans-Canada to 97B, then 97A along Mara Lake to Sicamous. This 48-kilometer detour is expected to add anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes to the drive, depending on the time of day. The plan also includes advance warning of closures and diversions by digital and static message signs, and announcement of the planned closure schedule through Drive BC, Trans social media channels, and the project website. Following the presentation, Sicamous Mayor Colleen Anderson said she is glad the highway will not be closed all day every day, but expressed concerns about the state of Highway 97A and the current speed limits. Given that transport trucks use the Trans-Canada daily to ship goods, Anderson raised the question of allowing them across the old bridge at certain times of the day. On hearing this was not possible, Area E Director Rona Martin added her concerns about the state of 97A and its ability to handle the increased traffic and enormous loads. She also raised alarm bells about the hill near the intersection of Highway 97B and 97A north of Enderby. There are always accidents there, so you need to talk to AIM Roads about putting the focus there, she said. Eric Lackmuth, District Manager of Transportation for the Okanagan-Shuswap, assured Martin Road resurfacing is planned prior to the bridge project. He said 97A is definitely capable of handling increased traffic and heavy vehicles, and enhanced maintenance will be in place. Area G Director Natalia Melnichuk raised concerns about the cumulative effects on the public with the Broon Bridge project beginning while work continues on the TCH in the Tappan area. She was assured one of the MOTI team members would ensure disruptions would be minimized through scheduling at both sites. In view of the increased traffic load, Board Chair Kevin Flynn spoke to the intersection of Highway 97B and 10th Avenue Southeast, the site of many accidents and another fatality in March of this year. He noted that children are not able to cross the highway to get to school on their own and asked for a reduction in the speed limit. In response to a question from Flynn, Chief Administrative Officer John McLean said CSRD would have a point of contact staff member who would get information from the Modi team and convey it to the board.